it's almost impossible not to think about it, especially when the day's upon you. It's a unique thing for our job that you have to deal with it once a year. Maybe if you try to block it out, it's weighing on your emotions, your thoughts, to get through it. And I think now it's through, and if you're here, and you go to work.
I mean, you've been through quite a few of these. Is that the feeling now that, okay, this is the team going forward now, and you guys can just focus on that the rest of the way here?
Yes and no. I mean, this is probably a different situation than I touched on this a few weeks ago. There's a lot of guys that have never been in this situation. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have, but... Yeah, so it's important for guys to... from a selfish standpoint, from an individual standpoint, to make an impression, because everyone at this point should be, like I said, the deadline's passed, but if you want to be a king, you got to play a king. We got to find a way to, both individually, I think it's more of an individual thing right now. And if everyone's better individually, then we'll be better as a team. But it's one of those things where 20 games until the end of the year, but 20 games to the end of a bad season where there'll probably be changes regardless. So,
one of Rob Blake's messages in the conference call with us is the veterans should not be left off the hook. Has that been transmitted to you, all of you guys, over and over?
I think it comes down to, at the end of the day, when I think everyone's had a tough season, and but it comes down to like your personal pride, essentially, what you want to be like as a player. And it's easy to be good teammates and good players when things are going well. It's when things are not going well that you kind of really have to see what you're made of, and that's what I mean by this last 20 games. It's,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where we are in the standings, but we're not making the playoffs, so. It's important for guys to respond in the right way and understand that how they play now can impact not only their future, but you know, what happens with them individually and as a team collectively.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian.